USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Navy's top admiral will soon decide the fate of the ship captain who was fired after pleading for commanders to move faster to safeguard his infected crew on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Admiral Mike Gilday will decide whether Navy Captain Brett Crozier stepped out of line when he went around the chain of command and sent an email pushing for action to stop the outbreak. 660 sailors on the aircraft carrier, now docked in Guam, have tested positive for the virus, and 7 have been hospitalized. One sailor has died, and more than 4,000 of the ship's 5,000 crew members have been moved for quarantine. The review won't be limited to Crozier. It will also look at the command climate on the ship and higher up within the Pacific-based fleet to determine if there's broader leadership issues. Gilday could decide that Crozier acted in the best interest of his crew and was unfairly removed, and could reinstate him as captain of the Roosevelt. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Governor Greg Abbott announced a plan to open up Texas, the second largest state by population and one of the largest economies in the world. Despite initial resistance to a statewide stay-at-home order, Abbott's executive order shutting down non-essential businesses went into effect April 12th. Abbott announced a strike force of doctors, state leaders, and business owners to oversee what he called a phased opening of the economy. Schools, however, will remain closed for the remainder of the school year. State parks will open first on April 20th, but visitors must still wear masks or face coverings. The Federal Bureau of Prisons have now said 465 federal inmates and 296 staff members have coronavirus. More than 100 inmates and 25 staff members have recovered. 18 inmates have died from the virus. The Bureau also announced its first potential staff death from the virus. Robin Grubbs, who was working at the United States Penitentiary in Atlanta, was found dead in her home and then tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hospitals in Japan are increasingly turning away sick people as the country struggles with surging coronavirus new infections and its emergency medical system continues to collapse. The Japanese Association for Medicine say many hospital emergency rooms are refusing to treat people, including those suffering strokes, heart attacks, and external injuries. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov discussed arms control and other issues as Moscow signaled readiness to include some of its latest nuclear weapons in the last remaining arms control pact between the two countries if Washington accepts the Kremlin's offer to extend it. The State Department says the two diplomats discussed the next step in bilateral strategic security dialogue. Pompeo emphasized that any future arms control must be based on President Donald Trump's vision for trilateral arms control that includes China along with the U.S. and Russia. Seeking to avoid the bitter feelings that marred the 2016 Democratic Convention, Joe Biden's campaign is angling to allow Bernie Sanders to keep some of the delegates he would otherwise forfeit by dropping out of the presidential race. Under a strict application of party rules, Sanders should lose about a third of the delegates he's won in primaries and caucuses as the process moves ahead and states select the actual people who will attend the Democratic National Convention. The rules say those delegates should become Biden supporters as he is the only candidate still actively seeking the party's nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.